Welcome to the weekly Dharma Talk podcast from the Columbus Karma Teksum Choling Buddhist Meditation Center. This week's Dharma Talk is entitled Happier New Year by Lama Kathy Wesley. On the occasion of the annual KTC Sangha community celebration of Losar, New Year, Lama Kathy talks about plans for the new year at KTC and shares thoughts for making the new year more meaningful through Dharma practice. If you like our Dharma Talk series, please consider donating to Columbus Karma Teksum Choling at columbusktc.org. Enjoy the podcast.
Good morning. It's still good morning. So I want to thank all of the members and friends of the Columbus Karma Teksum Choling for joining us for our annual Losar Sunday celebration. I kind of think of Losar Sunday as being a little bit like a homecoming, because it's a time when folks who may be very busy in their life, they may be very busy, they make time for Dharma, and they make time to come to the shrine room. They make time to come and offer and sit and practice and meditate. New Year has that connotation everywhere of renewal and refreshing and so on. And so it is that we're very fortunate to have this opportunity to be together today. And I want to acknowledge all of the volunteers. We are just about 99.9% of all volunteer here. And it is just amazing the work that they have done to create the beauty that you see in front of us. I am especially indebted to Julaine Goodrich, who has been our shrine keeper for more than 10 years, maybe 15, I don't know, it's a while. And thank you very much for you and your team for putting all of these beautiful offerings together. I'd also like to thank you, I'd also like to acknowledge the Chumbi family for their beautiful donations of all of these wonderful offerings that we have in front of us, including our brand new chamar. I think it's beautiful. We did not have one after the fire, and so now we have a new one, and we thank the family and dedicate the merit of all of that. So, when we do so nan de yi tam che zipan, we dedicate to all. So, and also to all of the folks who helped with the cleaning and the preparation of the room, and also the entire board of Columbus KTC, Chuck Drake, John Bova, Bethany Twinnell, Tracy Whalen Payne, and I'm missing one. Who am I missing? Help me. Nope. Rebecca, yes, okay, very good. And then Rebecca Worthington, who is a newly elected board member. I'm sorry?
Michael DeBonis.
And Michael DeBonis. Is it DeBonis or DeBonis?
DeBonis,
okay, very good, very good. And so we'll be acknowledging them more in depth in just a little while. I have to silence my cell phone because you know it's going to ring, right? So I want to thank all of them for stepping forward and helping in leadership for the KTC as we enter our next period of time. And so I also want to acknowledge Joseph and David. I don't know if you stayed, Joseph or David, but there were two folks who had not been here in 20 years, maybe. And I just want to acknowledge them and thank them for coming. How long had it been since you've been here, David?
Since the fire.
Okay, so that's okay. So Joseph said that it had been 20 years, and you haven't been since the fire. So thank you so much for coming. And just it's like I'm saying, it's homecoming. There's a lot of folks who. Anybody here for the first time today? Hey, thanks for coming. Oh my gosh, yay! Okay, well I hope you'll come back. The food, the shrine is not usually this decorated, but the food is just as good. It's, yeah. And, you know, so anyway, me blabbing on about this is probably not as interesting. So I'll say a few words and then we'll celebrate. As you know, we have spent the last 6 to 8 years being homeless and trying to reestablish our center here. Because Kempo Carter Rinpoche, our Lord of Refuge, asked us to please rebuild this center that was destroyed by fire. And so we did our best to do that according to his wish and to see it realized has just been, it's been a dream come true. And so ever since the new center opened, it took us 6 years to raise the $3 million to rebuild it. And even then we had to take out a $200,000 loan, which we'll be telling you about in the next week or so when we explain our current financial condition, which is better than we thought it was going to be, by the way. So that's going to be good news for everyone. Ever since we've reestablished ourselves here, we've spent the whole of last year in a state of wonderment. I think wonderment. How did it magically appear? Someone was walking down the stairs with me one day, going back toward the shoe cubbies and stuff, and she said, "Wow, it's like this just appeared on the corner by magic." And I said, "Yes, it looks that way." It looks like it appeared by magic, but all of us know how hard everyone worked to make it happen. And so we've spent a lot of last year in wonderment, just so darn excited to be home again. And now that we're home, what are we going to do next? That's sort of my feeling today, is what is next for us? What will we do next? And my feeling about what is next is that what's next is to create community in this space. Create community in this space. This is sort of my thinking. Create a community. What does a community look like? How do we help each other? How do we create love and compassion in reality? Well, we're already taking a few steps in that direction. Our Inclusion and Engagement Committee has put together a beautiful diversity and inclusion statement, which our board approved last year. But now we're going to take it on the road, in that we are going to do a couple of guided book studies this year that help us to understand how to communicate clearly, how to communicate with love, how to communicate with compassion and understanding. Because I have good news and bad news. Good news, our teacher is the Buddha, who is perfect in absolutely every way. The bad news, we're samsaric, confused beings who are just looking at the Buddha and saying, "We want to be like you, Buddha." And so because we're flawed and because we have problems, we need to figure out the strategies that will help us solve those problems. And we'll need to solve them together. So it is in this way, like a family way, that I want us to think about what community means to us this year and what it looks like. Because now we have the container. Anybody who sits in this room feels good, right? Feels really good in this room. I have to tell you that even when it was under construction, the room felt good. Even when there were hammers and nails and loud sounds, this room was solid and grounded. And I think that it's partially because of the blessings that came to this place. I mean, how many years had we been on this property? 26 plus years. And we've had many Rinpoches. Oh my gosh, you know, Barda Toka Rinpoche, Situ Rinpoche, Kempo Soldrum Jamso, Lama Namse. We had so many lamas here, so many lamas on this land. On this land, we had so many lamas on this land. And they blessed this land so many times and invited the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas to be present here so many times. Kempo Carter Rinpoche once said, If you've ever wondered why holy places are holy places and why holy people are holy people, it's because they invite the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas to be present with them over and over and over again. And this is true for all of us that even have a little picture of the Buddha on our altars at home. We ask the Buddha to be present, we make offerings, and the Buddha comes because that's his promise. He said that wherever you need me, wherever you think of me, I am there. He said that. So we have a good spot to put the Buddha here, good spot to put the Buddha here, and then on the shrine we can make offerings. So when we ask, you know, for the Buddha's presence, what does that mean? It means that we want to reflect what he is. We want to reflect what he is. Many people who have walked by the building and seen it from a distance have seen the white circles that are around the outside of the building. They are very large, because usually the white circles on the outside of a Tibetan temple are very small. So, you know, our architect kind of had his own idea, right? I asked someone what the symbolism of this was, and I was told that you can think of it as being like the moon, you know, Dawa, like the moon, right? And that that the moon is reflected in a bowl of water. The moon is here and the water is here. You know, Dawa and Chu, you see the moon is reflected in the water. And that is our Buddha nature. Our Buddha nature, we're like the reflection of the moon in that bowl of water. And so this is what we are hoping for, and this is what we want to become. We want to become a reflection of the Buddha. We want to become like the Buddha. And so places like this allow that to happen, and that's why they feel so good when you walk in, because of all of the presence of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, plus everything you bring in. When you come in this room, you come in with a heart of curiosity, love, and wishing for goodness. You know, it's like a good wish, a happy wish, and you come and you bring your wishes to this room. And then you sit and you close your eyes. And then you hear the gong. And then you watch your mind. You look at your mind. You be present with your mind. Over and over, be present. And when you do that, you bring something to this room. You put something into this room. And that thing you put into this room is your sincerity and goodness. Yeah. I love people. I have to say, I like big people. I like little people. I like all people. I think this is actually very auspicious. You know, I think it's very auspicious. I do. Because it's a symbol of the next generation, right? It's a symbol. It's a powerful symbol of the next generation. So I'm very happy. I'm very happy. So, in any case, that's a little bit about what my hope is that we can all work together to create community in this space and learn about how to be with one another, how to talk to one another. And it might involve a little bit of work, and some of it may not be fun, but we will try to make it as smooth and enjoyable as we can. There's another book study we want to do of a very, very tiny book that I'll be teaching here on Sunday mornings called A Harmonious Path for Dharma Centers that was written by one of Trungpa Rinpoche's monks. And this Lama is very skilled in interpersonal relationships. It's an extremely small book. You could read it in about an hour, but we're going to go over it and work with it for one or two Sundays. And so in this way, this is what we're trying to do to bring some community building here. But then again, as with this room, you bring the rest, right? We set the place, you come and sit. We start the conversation, you come and add. So it's like, it's not all us saying this, us saying this, us saying this. It's you bringing you to this situation. I'm looking forward to it. It's very exciting. And I'm really happy that all of you came today to help us to celebrate this new year and our new commitment to working on community. There will be ups and downs. We will probably make mistakes, but we're here. And so I didn't really want to go on and on because that might not be interesting. But I'm wondering if maybe let's just sit for like 2 minutes. You want to just sit for 2 minutes? And then we'll talk a little bit about the making offerings and doing all of those things for LOSAR. Does that sound okay? Okay, let's sit just for a minute. Yeah. Placing our body in the position of meditation, we're just going to sit and be with ourselves just for a minute. We're going to be with the room. We're going to be with the sounds in the room. We're going to be with the traffic outside. We're going to be with our own pure heart. Thanks very much. The next part of our LOSAR morning program will consist of making aspirations, and we'll be using the prayers in the Red Book for this, making aspirations, and then I have a little presentation to make. We'll begin with the Tashi prayer, which in this book is the Prayer of the Eight Noble Auspicious Ones. It's on page 34 of the Red Book. The Kempo Kartha Rinpoche used to say that this prayer, which actually is memorized by most young folks in Tibet, this prayer is naming all of the Buddhas and naming all the Bodhisattvas and naming all the auspicious things. And by naming them all, we bring auspiciousness too. We invite the auspiciousness here. So let's all invite auspiciousness into this space, into our life, and into our experience. So we'll recite that prayer now. We'll use the melody that we learned so many years ago from the Lama who visited us.
Om Nansi Nanda Rashin Lun Trupe Trashi Chö Chö Jing Ha She Pa Yi San Che Chö Dong Gen Dun Pa Pe So Kula Cha Sao Da Cha Trashi Sho Trun Mei Jiao Po Sao Ten Dun Tru Gan Jam Pe Kien Po Ge Tra Pal Tam Pa Kun La Gong Pa Ja Che Dra Pa Chen Lun Po Tar Pa Sal Dra Pa Ta Ni Sem Chen Tam Che La Gong Dra Pe Pa It Sim Se Pa Sal Ra Dra Pa Te Sen San Tu Be Tra Shi Pa Pel Wa De Warshe Pa Je La Chat Salo Jampal Jenu Palden Dorje Hitsin Chen Rei Si Wang Gen Po Jam Pe Pal Sai Nim Po Drip Pa Nam Parcel Nam Ke Nim Po Pa Choken Tu Zan Ut Pal Dorje Pe Kar Lu Shin Dan Nor Buddha Waral Dri Nim Haye Chak Sen Le Nam Tra Shi Pa Ji Cho Jang Chup Sen Pa Ge La Chat Sa Lo Rin Chen Du Cho Tra Shi Ser Ki Ya Du Chom Pa Son Yi O Kam Ha La Yen Dra Den Dan Bin So Pa Pe Yu Min up chat sen wan kyur kor lo te Rin chen ta cho te ki chat sen chen Cho du cha hua chu ching ge ke ma Gek song o wo dren pe pa pel hoi Tra shi lam ho ge la chat sa lo Sampa jen po de jun se mei bu Mit dan ten tan jiao po yu kor sum Pa ke po dan lu wang mit mi san Nam tu se te la te kor lo dan Tri shu la dan ten ten dor je chen Pi wam rel tri ju ten jiao tsen zin Sa sum ne su ge le tra shi pel Jit ten kyong hua je la cha tsa lo Da cha ten dir cha wa tsong pa la Ge tan he war se wa kun shi ne Dudum pa pel sam de yi shin dru Tra shi te le pun sun so par sho.
Okay, that's our auspiciousness. Thank you. Tashi Dilek. The next part of our program, we're going to do a little procession that we have been doing on Losar for many, many years, where we come to the front of the shrine room, and you can offer a kata to the shrine, and then I'll be there to place there's a beautiful stupa that survived the fire that was given to us by the 16th Karmapa. And so I'll be giving blessings with that small stupa. And if I can find my protection cords, which are hidden in my office at the moment, I will have protection cords for everybody. But before we get to that, I have one presentation to make. Yes, gentlemen, you'll find them in one of the three bags next to the box full of heart sutras. Thank you. Okay, thank you, gentlemen. In any case, I have a presentation of a gift from Paul Volcker. Remember the can pain man? By the way, who's got their cans? Okay, shake, 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 shake. Okay, very good. All right, that's good. Yeah, just keep filling them up, quarter a day. And so he also gave us a gift to put on our shrine. And I'll ask Julaine to come up and accept it on behalf of the shrine. You remember when we got the conjure and tanger, conjure and tanger, yeah. And we had that big procession, you know, and it was just so cool, and we were able to do all that. Well, hang on, I gotta put this somewhere. There we go. Paul Volcker said, you know, I want to replace your conjure and tanger, and he said, but my version's a little smaller. It's not 200 volumes of book, right? It's not 200 volumes of book. It's actually the entire Buddhist canon on a key drive. It's on a key drive. I know. And on one side, it's engraved. It's engraved on one side in Tibetan. Jawe Katen Rinpoche. And on the other side, it says the precious Buddhist canon in English. So there you have it. Who knew? We live in a, what was it? That's it. Yeah, these are the days of miracle and wonder, right? As the poet said, thank you so much. You can leave it right there. Thank you. Thank you so much. There's a quotation here. The precious canon of sutras and tantras is the eye for seeing the path to higher realms and enlightenment, a wish-fulfilling jewel that satisfies the needs of all beings. The Buddhist canon is sentient beings' greatest treasure, the entryway for fortunate seekers of liberation, the faithful's supreme field for accumulating merit. So I just think it's a lovely thing to have this. And I'm going to give it to Julaine so that she can place it on the shelf of the shrine. Thank you so much. Now I'm going to do a little bit of moving. We have to move a few things. We have to move because, you know, it's a little harder to have a procession when there's, like, you know, things in the way. So we're going to kind of like pay no attention to that llama behind the pillar. This is sort of where we're going to learn a little bit about how people in the Himalayan people have been celebrating Losar for a very long time. One of the beautiful symbols of greeting and happiness and auspiciousness is the scarf, kata. You know, the kata is hello, good luck, goodbye, we love you. The kata has so many meanings. And it's offered to the shrine as a way of accumulating merit for the goodness in the new year. So what will happen is we don't have a real seat for His Holiness Karmapa this year. So I think what will happen is if you bring a kata up, I will put the kata around your neck today. And then I'll have a gift for you. I will need one assistant to help me. Do we have one assistant? Oh, very good. Okay. I'm going to give you, you may have seen, there's a bowl over there. Oh, the little bowl? Oh, the bowl. Thank you. All right. Thank you. Okay, very good. Yes. Oh, excellent. I tell you what, you've got it down. Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you. Boy, I tell you what, this is a pretty good operation here. Thank you. May all beings benefit. A number of months ago, one of my Dharma friends, who is an origami artist, her name is Leona May, she created literally dozens, I think she created 108 paper cranes in honor of this. She actually did this last year and I lost them. I'm getting old. In honor of the 25th anniversary of my becoming a teacher. And she said, give them away. And they're inspiring to people. She actually even wrote a little bit of something about the symbolism of the crane and that it symbolizes goodness and longevity and benefit. And so I'd like to offer each of you one of Leona May's cranes as a gift for your Losar. And you can put it on your shrine as an offering. It's because it is very beautiful. And we'll have to have somebody who understands origami better than me show you how to display it. So that's one little gift you'll receive. And then I think we're going to have you over here. and people can take their, they can grab a paper crane. So in any case, that will be one of the things that will happen today. But the other will be that we will recite mantra together. Om Mani Padme Hum is the mantra of compassion, and it's the mantra that is the distilled essence of all Buddhas, love and compassion. And so we will be reciting that mantra. And let's see, how do we do the chamar? We come up to the chamar, help me, okay? So do we do? Yeah. Show us how. Show us how, Pema? Yeah. So we come here and then touch it, little pinch. Ah! Oh. Wonderful. And then I see, and then throw. Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Okay, thank you. So we're using oats today because that's what we have. We didn't have sampa. No sampa today. Next time. And so you can throw a little of it toward the shrine as a wishing goodness and love for the year and plenty. And then this little barley you can do also. And it looks like they have lots of these little, these are barley puff, yeah? Yeah, and you know, so you can, there may not be enough for everyone, but anyway, put a little bit in here too. So I think we got it. What do you think? Who will be our helper to the, yeah, you help? Okay, all right. And so folks, you can come up. And if you don't have a kata, no problem, just come up and receive a gift. We'll do some reciting of mantra, yeah? Have come up and get some good luck. Okay. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. You can tie it around your neck or around your wrist. Padme Hum. Very good. Om Mani Padme Hum.
We're going to do a head bonk too.
Oh yeah, that's right. Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme. Hey Claire, I gotta get you here. Mani Padme, head bump. Oh, thank you, dear. I'm getting so old. Om Mani Padme. You can hold this in your hand, and then I'll put this on you. Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. You can hold on to that. Blessing. Have a great year. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Oh, good morning. You can hold on to that. And it's a blessing with some Buddha relics. It's very nice. Thank you for being here. Om Mani Padme Hum. You can wear it around your neck. You can wear it around your wrist. These are relics from the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Pretty neat, right? I'm so happy you're here. Oh, that you can wear it around your wrist or around your neck. Om Mani Padme Hum. Hello, how are you today? Mani Padme Hum. Om. You can wear this around your wrist or around your neck. Om Mani Padme Hum. It's great to see you. Thanks so much for being here. Thank you. You can wear this around your neck or around your wrist. Oh, I'm so glad you came. I'm so happy you're here. You're sweet. There you go. Oh, thank you so much, Aaron. Yeah. Om You got me? Okay. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Hi, how are you? Thank you for coming today and for just being a happy person. Okay. Mani Padme. Thanks so much for coming today. Okay. I hope you have a lovely new year. This is, I've got relics in it, so it's always good to get a blessing.
Thank you.
You can wear that around your wrist or around your neck. Oh, hello, how are you? Hey, may, oh. You can wear this around your wrist or around your neck. It's a blessing. Thanks. Oh, hello, sweetie. Thank you for bringing the cupcakes. I'm going to give you a head bump. Can I give you a head bump? Head bump? Yeah, there you go. Amen. Oh, there you go. Okay. Oh, thank you for everything. It's really, really appreciate it. Whoops, one, two, three. Oh, there you go. Head bump. All right. Amen. Thank you so much. Rister. Thank you so much for coming today. This is a blessing. And you can wear this around your neck or around your wrist. Okay, thank you. Mane, thanks for coming today, and thanks for all your help with all the various things you do. Blessing from the Buddhas, and this is a blessing cord you can wear around your neck or around your wrist. Hey, Hayes, okay, thanks so much for everything you've been giving for us. Blessing from the Buddhas. Oh, this, whether around your wrist or around your neck. Hi, thanks so much for coming today. Yeah. It's a good luck for you this year, a blessing from the Buddhas, and you can wear this around your wrist or around your neck, you know, or hang it in your car. Okay, Happy New Year. Thank you so much for coming today. Blessing from the Buddhas. Thank you. And then you can wear this around your wrist or around your neck or hang it in your car. Thanks. Oh, mani pe me ho. Om Mani Padme. Yeah. Oh. You bet. Hey. No problem. These were blessed on the stupas. Enough. Yeah. Hello. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Yeah. Thank you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Oh. Thank you so much. Tashi Dilek. Tashi Dilek. Losar. Yeah. Oh, thanks so much for coming today. Blessing from the Buddhas. And you can wear this around your wrist or around your neck. Thanks. Oh, thanks for coming and thanks for everything, okay? It's blessing from the Buddha. And you wear around the neck or around your wrist. Hey, may ho. Thank you so much for coming today. Everybody's learning new stuff today. Blessing from the Buddhas. And something you can wear around your wrist or around your neck. Thanks so much for helping us this weekend. I really appreciate it. Blessing from the Buddha and around your neck or around your wrist, your choice. Thank you so much. Thanks so much for coming. Yeah, have a great new year. Blessing from the Buddhas. And you can wear this around your neck or around your wrist or maybe even hang it in your car. Okay, enjoy. Pei Mei Ho. Thanks for everything, Rebecca. I'm sorry I blanked out on your name. There you go. Blessing from the Buddhas and for your wrist. Thank you so much. Thanks so much for coming today. You know, everybody's a really good sport learning new things today. Blessing from the Buddhas and wearing around your wrist or around your neck, your choice. Thanks so much for coming today. I'm so happy for you, right? Learning new things, right? Blessing from the Buddha. And you can wear this around your wrist or around your neck. Okay? Thanks a lot. Thank you so much for coming today. Okay, this is a blessing from the Buddhas. And then you can wear this around your wrist or around your neck. Thank you. Thanks so much for coming today. Yeah. And this is a blessing from the Buddhas. And you can wear this around your wrist or around your neck. Thank you. Hello. Thank you for coming today. Yeah, a blessing from the Buddhas. Om Mani Padme Hum. Thank you. You can wear this around a neck or a wrist. Hey, John. John, my friend. John La, how you doing, buddy? All right. Thanks for helping us. Congratulations on taking refuge. Yeah, I'm really happy. Blessing from the Buddhas. And I don't know if you got one of these yesterday or not, but if you didn't, good. If you did, put it in your car. yeah, Marilyn Law, our friend of Green Tara. Yeah, blessing. And thank you for doing Riru Sanchu. Yeah,
for you.
I know. Yeah, thank you. Hello, Chantal. Thank you so much. Blessing from the Buddhas. I'll be talking to you soon. Take good care. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, David. I appreciate you coming today. And okay, blessing from the Buddhas. I mean, hey, who knew, right? It's a trifecta. Thank you. Hey, Joseph, how's it going? Thanks so much for coming today and for, you know, for your generosity all through the year. Blessing from the Buddha to wear around your wrist or around your neck. Hey, thanks so much for coming, Scott. I appreciate it. And a blessing from the Buddhas. And you can wear this around the wrist or neck, okay? Have a great year. It's like, wow. Thanks so much for coming. I'm so happy to see you. Here you are. And here's a blessing from the Buddhas. And you can wear this around the wrist or around their neck. Okay, have a great year. Thanks, Zach. Congratulations on taking refuge. I know, it's like, it's a whole new thing. Blessing from the Buddhas. Where you can wear that around your wrist or around your neck, your choice. Okay. Hey, there you are. I didn't see him. I was like, where's that man? Okay. There you go. Blessing from the Buddha. Thank you. Blessing from the Buddha. And, yeah. Head bump, head bump. Burp. Mani. Hello. Thanks so much for coming today. Being such a good sport about new things. Blessing from the Buddha. And you can wear it around your wrist or neck. Choice. Thank you much. Have a great year. Happy New Year, right? We get to have New Year like two or three times. Blessing from the Buddhas. You can wear it around your wrist or around your neck. You are totally the best. I love you so much. Here we go. Blessing from the Buddha. Okay, here you go. Okay. Oh mane. Let's go over to it. Hey Chuck. Mane pe me ho. Oh mane pe me ho. Oh mane pe me ho. Thank you so much for everything, Chuck. Hey, head bump. Oh, mane pe me ho. Om, hey, John. Hey, pe me ho. Oh, mane pe me ho. Were you here for this?
No, you missed it.
You missed it? May. It's a blessing from the Buddha and a protection cord to wear during the year. And if you want to make a New Year's offering, Julian will show you how. Mane pe me ho, oh mane pe. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. Oh mane pe me ho, oh mane pe me ho. Oh my goodness! Thank you, everyone. I was thanking some of you who came up to thank you for being such good sports. You're learning new things today. I just want to say once again, just thank you for bringing your goodness and sincerity to this place, and I hope that the goodness you bring here bears fruit for you throughout the entire year. I forgot. Yes, we have to do the induction of officers. First of all, I want to say thank you to everybody who has volunteered. Anybody who is a volunteer now or any time this year, stand up, please. Stand up, please. I think it'll be the whole room. Okay. Okay. All right. We have Caitlin on Zoom, Claire in the library, Doug in the bookstore, Chantal is our social media maven, Joseph is a videographer and all-round helper, and oh my gosh. Oh, that's okay, no problem, you're wonderful. We're just going to say that, right? Thank you. And then Don, head of the AV team, and then Quinn is our webmaster, thank you so much. We see you, Hayes. We know you did some work for us this year. And then Michael DeBonis, and then also Jane Magnus. Boy, you're working with children's program. You're working with the board, working with the greeting team. It's fantastic. John, Zoom. Thank you, John. And then also, now I've got a cat greeting team, right? No? Okay, no, don't worry. If you're working here, you're working here. We love it. Marilyn, Omse for Green Tara. Helder, you've been helping out everywhere in the building. And I love it when he cleans the kitchen, because he said the kitchen is the heart of the home. And so he always wants to make sure it's clean. Thank you so much. All right, and Aaron, you're helping us with grant work as well as all around goodness. John Bova is on the KTC board, and John's next door neighbor here, Chuck, is the director. So I want to start out, and we already talked about you, Julaine, but you're still in our hearts, right? Oh, Eric Weinberg just retired from the prison project, but he's also a mentor and meditation instructor. Thank you. I didn't notice him be there. So thank you, everyone. Applause for all of our... We would like to also acknowledge the outgoing board members. Board members have two-year terms. Some of them do it more than once. And we have two board members rotating off the board, three board members rotating off the board this year. Kim Miracle, who is our director through the entirety of the construction. We already did a gift presentation for her about a month ago, but she's still in our hearts and we wish her well. I think she's out on vacation now. And then also outgoing this year, Tracy Whalen Payne is rotating off as the member at large. She's actually going to become my admin, so you'll see and hear from her in the future. Additionally, I'd like to say thanks and say nice words to Tiffany when you see her outside. Yay, Tiffany! Yeah, she works for Whitestone Security, so thanks very much. And so let's see, there was one other outgoing board member. No, that was it. That's right. Chuck James Jobs, and so did John. And then Bethany Dwinell, I didn't acknowledge Bethany. She's not outgoing, she's staying in as treasurer. So there's a little bit of housekeeping we do every year at LOSAR, and that is, we give the oath of office to our new board members. And it looks like we only have two new board members. We have another board member here. And Rebecca is here. Yes, there we are, because I remember, yes. So if you wouldn't mind coming up, you won't be having to do like too much in front of people. You can just come right there where Chuck is. I have to advise you that this oath of office was written in 1975. By a lawyer. but what's so funny is we love pieces of it so much that we continue to use it. Pieces of it are just really very brilliant. So, and we have to have someone to give the oath of office, and it is our tradition here at KTC that whoever is the person who has taken refuge most recently will be leading the discussion. So I've got you two. You get to come up and help us out. Okay, you're going to be reading. You're going to be standing here, and it's as though you're giving them the oath of office. Have you got one for them to share? Do we have one for them to share? Oh, fantastic. Okay. Oh, okay. Fantastic. So, oh, very good. All right. Oh, hey. Now you got some shrine offerings now, man. Okay. So. You're just, because rather than do the whole repeat after me thing, which is lovely, but you know. Okay, we're just going to read it in unison. So you can begin with the words, in the presence of the Buddhas.
Presence of the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Sangha, all
as my guest, Devas and Asuras, rejoice. As an officer of KTC, I pledge to devote myself to the purposes set forth in the Articles of Incorporation of KTD. While holding office, I vow to place the interests of KTD above my personal concerns. I promise to follow the directives, policies, and guidelines established by the directors and supervising officers of KTD. I agree to act with discretion and to respect the confidentiality of all members of KTC, just in me. I pledge to practice meditation and study the teachings of Buddhism. I vow not to falsify information, financial reports on projects, for personal advantage. I promise to act and speak with respect and truthfulness toward the directors and officers of KTD and the students and practitioners who compose the Sangha. I pledge not to represent or distort the teachings of Buddhism and promise not to encourage factions or divisions which misinterpret the teachings and promote spiritual materialism. I assume responsibility to communicate socially and personally with the students and practitioners of the churches and other programs of KTD that I may serve rather than just perform my office in a narrowly defined technical way. I assume responsibility for spiritual welfare and well-being of the communities of KTD. Thank you so much, and please join me in welcoming our board members. Lots of hard work ahead. So do you have anything you'd like to add, Chuck?
I just wanted to give Jelaine some flowers also.
Okay. We're going to give Jelaine some flowers. Is she here? She, you know, by the way, if she's not here, we'll have to chase her down. And also, if anybody would like to help her with cleanup downstairs, I think that's what she's downstairs doing right now. We don't have a hospitality team yet. So if anybody wants to volunteer to be like cleaning and helping in the coffee area, let us know. Okay, so this concludes the public program. There's a lovely, you can please be seated, that's fine. And then anybody here who saw Kempo Sultram Gyamso here? Okay, yeah, we got one. Okay, two, all right. Okay, here we go, Jelaine. We can embarrass you in public once again. I'm sorry, it's like, hey, we call it karma.
Hard work is recognized.
And something you guys don't notice is that Jelaine, see all these are perfect. Jelaine Associates will steam these to get the wrinkles out. That's just one example of.
Yeah, she's looking for the other volunteers. Yeah. There you go, Janet. All right. Yeah, thanks so much. Yay. Kempo Sultram Gyamso, as you know, he's Milarepa in person. What can I say, right? And so wherever he goes, he sings Dharma songs. We're going to learn one Dharma song today, and it'll be our dedication, okay? It's from Milarepa. This is actually Milarepa translated into English because that's how Kempo Sultram wanted us to do it. He wanted us to learn these songs in English so we could sing them whenever we wanted to. And the words go like this. May we live long. That's a good one. May we live long and be free of illness. Okay, so may we live long and be free of illness. Second line, enjoy freedom, great resources, and happiness. Enjoy freedom, great resources, and happiness. Third line, next life, may we meet in the pure realm. And next life, may we meet in the pure realm. Final line, may we always practice Dharma and benefit beings. I like that. That's Milarepa's aspiration. I'm going to try it, and we'll see if we can do it. We may have to do it more than once. Let's see. May we live long and be free of illness, enjoy freedom, great resources, and happiness. Next life, may we meet in the pure realm. May we always practice Dharma and benefit beings. You did it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We hope to see you next time, next week. We'll see you again. And we thank all of you who are watching on Facebook and YouTube. And thank you, everyone. So if anybody wants to make a personal offering, you can come up and make personal offering. Or if you want to visit the shrine, come and visit. And then after that, it's clean up. Because that is part of Dharma, right? Yeah, it's right after the dedication, the cleanup. It's in the sutras. Thank you so much for coming. Pardon me?
It's on the flash drive.
It's on the flash drive, that's right. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, we'll see you soon. Thank you to the sound department.
Thank you for joining us for this week's Dharma Talk. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you did, please subscribe, rate, and review it on iTunes. To learn more about the Columbus Karma Teksum Choling or to donate to support our Dharma Talk series, please visit our website at columbusktc.org. The opening and closing music for the podcast is Tibetan Flute Song by Tamding Arts at tamdingarts.com. Please join us again next week for another Dharma Talk.